The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 25, verses 37 through 40, "Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me." Verse 40 out of the Message says, "Then the king will say, I'm telling the solemn truth. Whenever you did one of these things to someone overlooked or ignored, that was me, and you did it to me." Deuteronomy 10, verse 18, "He executes justice for the orphan and the widow, and shows his love for the alien by giving him food and clothing." Psalm 10, verse 14, "But you, O God, do see trouble and grief. You consider it to take it in hand. The victim commits himself to you. You are the helper of the fatherless." And Matthew 18, verse 5, "Whoever receives a child in my name receives me." Read that with me again, would you please? "Whoever receives a child in my name receives me." As Christians, how do we do it? I mean, you take a look around. We've had more things this year than any other kind of calamitous year that I remember in a long time. Earthquakes and hurricanes and floods and typhoons and disasters, and despair seems to know no boundary. I mean, despair is really sweeping across the earth. You know, we have countries in the Caribbean that I don't know if they're even getting much of the power yet restored. And some countries were just gone following the hurricane. And after all of that, we see Christians leading the way, organizations leading the way to rebuild, and that's really when the work of restoration begins. Jesus takes hurting people, saves, redeems, fills them with himself and with hope, and then he begins a life of restoration. Isn't that what happened to you and me? Come on, isn't that what happened to us? He saved us, redeemed us, gave us hope, forgiveness, and then he begins to restore our lives. And that's the work that Jesus does. Jesus helps hurting people. Say that with me. Jesus helps hurting people. He takes broken lives and broken people, just like you and me, and he gives them salvation, and he begins to transform them, and he begins to give us a renewed and redeemed mind. How many thank God your mind isn't what it was 20 years ago? Thank God your mind wasn't what it was 60 years ago. Your mind isn't what it was 2 weeks ago. He keeps working with us and changes us, and now we're his hands extended to the needy. Grace Christian Center supports ministry organizations and missions all around the world. We've become aware of one group in particular, the children of prisoners. Prison Fellowship International. If you'll write this down, please, PFI.org. Write it down, PFI.org. So you can look that up on your own time, PrisonFellowshipInternational.org. I've been showing the last several weeks a video every Sunday, and this is our fourth Sunday, about what they do as they sponsor the children. Now, Charles Colson, Chuck Colson, many of you, you're old enough, of course, by all means, to remember Watergate. And Chuck Colson was one of the attorneys that was on the team with President Nixon. And he was found guilty, and he went to prison for 7 months back in the early 70s, and then he came out and he began Prison Fellowship. Today, Prison Fellowship works in 120 countries around the world, and it indeed is the largest association of national Christian ministries working within the criminal justice field. Now, he passed away at 2012. He had written a lot of materials, great materials, apologize. He was a brilliant man. But he passed away in 2012 at age 80, and he was still working breakneck in prison ministry to help people all around the world, in justice reform, in prison ministries. They've got a valid ministry. If you don't know about them, go to pfi.org. They're one of the most integrity-filled organizations that we can recommend to you. Their history, of course, Chuck Colson began it, and he saw, as he went to prison, men of hopelessness. And he began to be burdened about how can he help them regain hope. And he watched some lives be transformed by the saving grace of Jesus Christ, and his own life was radically transformed. And he said, I've got an answer. The answer for helping people who are ensnared and in bondage and imprisoned, and there's no hope for their life unless it comes through who? Come on, unless it comes through who? So he expanded, and he developed Prison Fellowship International in 1979. In 1983, he expanded it, and he also became, let me read this correctly so I get this. They received, as an organization, special consultative status within the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations. And they're the largest, most extensive association of national Christian ministries working in the criminal justice field. They're dedicated, avowed Christians. They work with volunteers in all of these countries. Their testimony is not hidden. The cross of Christ is front and center because Jesus is the one who changes lives. Someone say amen. Amen. Then Pastor Kev, what about the children of prisoners? Children of prisoners. Prisoners are not the only one impacted and affected by their crimes. It's actually their children who suffer the most. Who suffers the most? The children. They're not seen. They're victims. Whole generations of prisoners' children suffering and sometimes paying the ultimate price. You've heard about it. 14 million people, about 12 and a half to 14 million prisoners around the world, and or children outside of the U.S. have lost one or both parents to drugs. You heard it the last couple of weeks. They're destitute. So they think, maybe I'll make a quick sale. And then they get busted for trying to sell those drugs. And in those countries, they're not a sieve for letting drugs through like we are here. Pray for America. And so they keep the drugs away. They may have a myriad of other issues, but they don't let the drugs be free on their streets, and they stick these people in prison, and their kids are absolutely abandoned. They get sold into sex slavery or other ways, and there's at least a million of those kids that are in devastating scenarios and circumstances that are on the verge of being lost in life or in their future being totally decimated by being thrown away into sex trade and other things. Research indicates in more than 20 countries, the children of these prisoners are more poor, more deprived of basic needs, they're more stigmatized, and they're more victimized and more likely to eventually commit crimes. And they fall between the cracks, their needs fall between the cracks of what most prison ministry situations do. Most of them are not ministering to the forgotten children. The children of prisoners are truly the least of these. In comes the Fellowship Network. Now, we belong to the organization called the Fellowship Network, and you can write this one down. Go find out more. TheFellowshipNetwork.net. Some of you have seen the old website. It's been updated, and we're on there. And the regions are on there, but thefellowshipnetwork.net. The Fellowship Network. Over 600 local churches worldwide, some of them mega churches, some of them tiny little home churches. It doesn't matter. But they're independent. They don't have a denominational support system. They're like-minded, heart-filled people, spirit-filled people who stand together for the sake of the gospel. There's 600 local churches. There's over 700 nonprofit organizations ministering to other situations, prison ministries, and there are other, we provide a tax organization umbrella, if you will, for people who have no covering on their own. Over 700 of those, over 1,000 individual pastors have evangelists and missionaries find their home in the Fellowship Network. It's not just a little tiny organization. It's worldwide in its ministry and in its scope. How many remember President and Pastor Steve Holder? He was here at the fellowship conference that we had here 2 years ago. He was the last speaker we had just this last June in Linwood as well. And this is a real powerful man of God. Pastor Sherry and I brought back testimony of seeing him be raised up by the Lord as the new president. And this guy has a real burden for the Lord. And as he was seeking God, he really felt a prompting from the Lord. For the first time in 60 years of the fellowship network or of the fellowship, the first time in 60 years to associate with a ministry like Prison Fellowship to take care of and do everything we can do to reach out to the children of prisoners. That's the heart that's being expressed here, and that's why we have brought it to us. Not just because Steve's got a burden, but because as he began to share his burden, we began to see the vision. We began to see the need, and we began to talk about the need. How many understand there are a lot of people beyond us who have needs? Come on. Amen. We have needs. I know we do. But there are a lot of people beyond us who have needs. And this is one specific way. I was talking to someone this morning and we were talking about, you know, there's needs, there's hurricanes, there's everything all around the world, but we can't all go to those. But here's an area that we can minister. Here's an area where we can send some finances and stand with some people and literally change some lives. How many want to be life changers? Amen. That's what I believe the Lord wants us to do. And now we have a chance to do it. How can you help the children of prisoners? I'm going to go quickly through those. Basic nutrition is one. Some of these kids never get a decent meal. And so, it sounds so much like a lot of the stuff that has been scam organizations. Well, we'll want to provide for them. Pastor Sherry and I could tell you stories to curl your hair of people that would take pictures and in front of a missionary organization just so they could get money. And they didn't have anything to do with this ministry building in this situation, but they took a picture of them on the field and sent it out to everybody so they could get money. That's not this. Church Prison Fellowship International is not this. I wouldn't be bringing it to you if I didn't feel there was impeccable integrity to be able to make a recommendation to you. All right? We are very careful regarding those to whom we give and what we support. Basic nutrition to ensure your child, sponsored child, has enough to eat. Essential health care to restore health and hope. I think you've seen the videos where mom had tuberculosis and the child has dysentery and on it goes. It's a never ending cycle sometimes. And then there's educational support to bring them the skills that'll be necessary for a future that's bright. We all take those kinds of things for granted in our country, but it's not like that around the world. And a lot of places don't have anything. And then there's Christian guidance to bring healing and spiritual help and emotional help to those who have been suffering from the loss and the absolute sense of rejection. Anybody as a child rejected by kids? Fellow kids down the block? You know, you've recovered. Unless you haven't recovered, come on up and see us afterwards. Most of us have recovered or at least understand that as part of our life. Some of these kids are scarred, and I'm not belittling it. Some of you may have been scarred in very similar fashions, and it takes grace and healing from Jesus to even walk through it. But some of these kids are pushed away. They're already in a destitute situation, but with the kids as kids of prisoners, they are totally thrust from their social sphere and their influence. Christian guidance and regular support. Regular support from a child development worker to offer a loving presence in a sponsored child's life to make sure that the urgent needs are being met. All right. How does child sponsorship change lives? What do? Well, number one, you choose your child. Today, here at Grace Christian Center, you'll have opportunity. We have 10 packets. We have 10 children represented. Two of them have already been taken in terms of someone wanting to sponsor them. And there are 8 more. And there'll be 8 more packets. And listen, if I have people come to us and they say, we want one and we want one. And it's a fantastic thing. We highly recommend it. And if we run out of kids, what a delight. We'll get more. There's a million kids, guys. And we are after trying to support, I think 20 to 30 and on up to 100,000 or even 200,000 by the year 2020. There's so many kids that we want to do, not just our congregation, obviously, but there's so many that we want to reach out to. So what do we do? Well, you choose a child. And today, There are packets back there to be able to take a look at it. Now, I want to talk to you just really quickly about this. You're going to be able to, the two tables will be back there. And Daria is our coordinator for this, and she's being assisted by Gail Gottestead. They're going to be back at the tables. And you're going to be able to look over the packets. Please don't run away with the packets. Let me tell you why. If you pick up this packet and walk home with it, that's the only way that child is tracked. And so if you walk away with it and doesn't come back, the child is lost to the system. They may have something they can recreate back there, but the packets need to stay here. And if you choose from your heart, as you've been praying about it those last few weeks, if you choose to sponsor somebody, there's an envelope in there and that you'll fill out. And we'll talk about the specifics of it in a minute. But you fill it out and you return the envelope to Daria or to Gail, and then we will mail off that first month support that you put in there. This is all taken care of with the utmost of integrity. And you can, you know, I'm diving into it, but you can do this once a year. You can do it once a quarter. You can do it once a month. But you're talking about being able to help somebody who cannot help themselves. And I think it's an absolute powerful ministry. So you can choose your child. Then you begin your sponsorship journey. There's a welcome kit. There's a little write-up from them, and there's some information about the country they come from. Now, we got a few packets, and they weren't as complete, and so I asked them to send us more, and so they overnighted some to us. We got them Friday night. We have some more complete packets as well this morning. And then you can make a one-on-one connection. You write your child, and do they write back to you? Yep, they do. If they can't speak English, there's a translator that helps them, and they make at least, you can write them all the time, you can write them on significant events, and there's at least a half a dozen times a year that you can hear back from your child. Some of you have been involved in sponsoring children in the past, and it's an incredible connection, and it's a very bona fide need. Now watch, what does it cost? $35 a month. About a dollar a day. Less than what it costs to get a Starbucks every day. Less than what it costs to get a candy bar every day. Of course, we shouldn't get a candy bar every day. But less than what it costs in a whole lot of different realms, guys. And this one will change a life forever. You hear what I'm saying? Pay it annually, $420. You can pay it by check or by credit card. You know, you guys, I'm not just pushing a pet program here. I'm talking to you about a heart to minister as Jesus does and tells us to the least of these. The amount is $35 a month. It's a long-term commitment. Some of you go, I don't want to do that every month. Well, then just pay it once a year or something like that. President Fellowship International, the person who's the contact said, Kevin, we'll work out whatever arrangement they want to work out. You go, well, you know, maybe I'll only do this for a couple of years. The typical length of time, now hang in here with me. The typical length of time that people do is about 9 years. And you go, well, I don't know if I'm going to be here in 9 years. Well, if you cannot any longer support it, then they will have someone else that they can find to adopt that child or sponsor that child. And it may take, it may be a few less benefits for the time that they're finding that other sponsorship. And some of these kids, they ask you, even after they come to the point of when they're 18 or more, they'll ask some to continue to support as they transition on into new life. But that's what it's all about. An individual or a family does a support for one of the needy children. How much support do they receive? They don't get your check directly. This is stewarded and shepherded by the Prison Fellowship International. Probably 75% or more of that dollar spent goes to support that child. And they receive a caseworker, if you will, who cares for that specific child and is involved in that family. And they make sure that the provision is there for food, shelter, medical care and education, and for spiritual support and strength. Again, they will write to you if you write to them. And it's just something that I believe ministers to the heart of God. Your tithes go to the local storehouse. I'm not asking you to spend your tithe money doing this. So I recognize that most all of us in this room are on fixed incomes. I know that. I recognize that. I'm not looking at the rich in Bellevue here this morning saying, throw out a few pennies and sponsor kids. I'm not doing that. I understand that giving is not always easy, but giving is the heart of giving comes from the heart of God. For God so loved that he what? Gave his only begotten son. We so love God that we give. We so receive the compassion of God in our life that we turn around and we say, I'm here to help someone else who is needy. So this morning, we're not going to take a long time to belabor this further. We're going to stand and we're going to pray. We're going to sing that last song that we did again, God Loves People More Than Anything. And Daria and Gail, if you guys would go ahead and ladies would go back to the tables, then there'll be Pastor Sherry setting out the packets. You can take a look. You can pray about it with us together. And if your heart is ready, there'll be people there to look at. If they're all gone in 2 minutes, if they're snapped up, or if there's more, or whatever you'd like to think about it further, that's fine. That's what we're here to help you with. But Sherry and I, Pastor Sherry and I have moved in. We're doing this ourselves because we believe there is a legitimate need and we want to be part of the solution. How many like being a part of the solution? Yeah. Stand with me, would you please? Musicians, excluding Daria, would you come please? Father, we thank you that you're the God who does all things well. We thank you that you're the God who provides. And you've shown us this morning such powerful ways, Lord, of how you've provided for us mercy and grace, your kindness and your goodness. And Lord, as your people, we turn around to give compassion away to others. We love you so much, Lord, and we pray that you'll bless your people who are giving to the Lord, giving to the church, and giving to those in need. Bless them, Lord, we pray. And even as they go out this day, touch the hearts of those gathered here today as we minister to those who are the least of these. Bless them now in Jesus' name. Amen. If you need further prayer, there'll be some people over here to pray for you. And if you need prayer for healing, there'll be a team of people here to pray for you. God loves people more than anything, don't you think? How many know that you're loved by the Lord? Punch your neighbor and say, you're loved by God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And that's what we want to do this for as well, to give others a future and a hope. Now bless your people as they go from this place in Jesus' name. And they all said,
amen.
Amen. Be released. Have a fantastic day in the Lord.